Joe Biden, Adam Schiff parade and populist drag to hide cheap labor migration policies. By Neil Monroe on January 28, 2023. Pro-migration Democrats are parading in pro-American populist drag as they try to hide their huge transfer of foreign workers into Americans' jobs before the 2024 election. The Democratic pretense of solidarity with ordinary Americans puts more pressure on GOP legislators to follow through on their zigzag populist policies, and to shoulder aside the relentless pressure from the GOP's donor class for more migrants. Wages are up, and they're growing faster than inflation. President Joe Biden claimed at a January 26 union event in Springfield, Virginia. With a backdrop promising good jobs, lower costs, better pay, he declared. Over the past 6 months, inflation has gone down every month and, God willing, will continue to do that. Manufacturing jobs continue to go up, stronger than any time in the last 40 years. And I don't think it's unfair to say that this is all evidence that the Biden economic plan, because of you all, is actually working. It's working. Applause, it really is. We're moving in the right direction. Now we've got to protect those gains. We've got to protect those gains that our policies have generated. Protect them from the MAGA Republicans in the House of Representatives who are threatening to destroy this progress. Biden touted his big spending, job-generating spending programs. But he did not mention the immigration that will fill many of those jobs. Biden also did not mention how his easy migration policy is shrinking Americans' wages and spiking their housing costs. Biden also claimed that his policies are creating jobs in regions largely abandoned by U.S. investors after the federal government approved free trade outsourcing to China. When jobs moved overseas, factories at home closed down. Once thriving cities and towns became shadows of what they used to be. How many people do you know, relatives around the country, where their kids go to a decent school, they graduate from high school, and they go, "Mom, I got to move. There's no jobs here." Now they don't have to talk to their parents about this anymore, about having to leave home so they can get a decent job. But his migration policies encourage investors to create jobs in high migration coastal states, such as New York and California, and to ignore Midwestern, GOP-run states. The speech is a potential preview of what Biden might say on the campaign trail in 2024, The Washington Post reported. Similarly, Democrat Representative Adam Schiff portrayed himself as a populist in a January 26 interview about his entry into California's 2024 Senate race. "What I want to put forward is my vision for the state of California and the willingness to fight just as hard as I have in the House to ensure that our economy can produce good jobs, that people have livable wages, that they can access good, affordable health care. This is what I want to fight for." Schiff has supported Biden's cheap labor policies. For example, Schiff's website declares, "America is a nation founded by, built, and made better by immigrants. Adam believes that our current immigration system needs comprehensive reform. Anything short of that is not enough. Adam is proud to support efforts to enact comprehensive immigration legislation, including the U.S. Citizenship Act. This legislation would also institute critical reforms to improve the family-based and employment-based immigration systems." The Democrats' wealth-shifting labor migration is increasingly unpopular among swing voters who are alarmed by slack wages and rising inflation. Despite the media's near blackout on the scale and cost of migration, 35% of the respondents in an August 2022 poll said immigration makes the United States worse off. Just 31% said immigration makes the U.S. better off, according to the July 23 to 26 poll of 1,500 citizens. The opposition jumps when voters are given a safe angle to show their views. 76% of swing voting independents want the Title 42 border barrier to be preserved, according to a December poll by Harvard Caps and Harris. The view was shared by 80% of Republicans, 79% of Democrats, 67% of Hispanics, and 77% of Blacks. However, Democrats have been protected for years from voter backlash by donor-backed Republicans. In general, establishment Republicans ignore the pocketbook costs of migration. Instead, they spotlight border chaos and drugs as they try to boost election turnout by the party's base voters. But GOP legislators are bending under public pressure to and may begin to showcase the painful pocketbook costs, such as rising rents, of Biden's migration. Biden's cheap labor economics. Since 2021, Biden and his deputies have invited 3.5 million economic migrants across the southern border. That huge inflow is in addition to the legal inflow of at least 3 million legal immigrants, refugees, and temporary workers. We're trying to make it easier for people to get here, opening up the capacity to get here, but not have them go through that god-awful migration process, Biden told an international press conference on January 10 in Mexico. Overall, Biden's policies have accepted roughly one migrant for every American birth during the 2 years. The demographic shock has spiked housing costs and reduced wages and workplace investment. Biden's deputies are also trying to protect the huge population of illegal workers and to get them into the jobs that would otherwise go to the several million older, sicker, and slower Americans who have been pushed out of the workforce by C.E.O.'s use of young, healthy, cheap, and compliant migrants. His fellow Democrats and allies are pushing state legislatures to get illegals into skilled technical jobs such as electrician and plumbing jobs, and are fast-tracking foreign graduates into many of the white-collar jobs needed by many indebted and underemployed U.S. graduates. Unsurprisingly, the Democrats' on-stage costume change is being applauded by establishment journalists, such as Ron Brownstein at The Atlantic. Biden touched on another theme that will likely become an even more central component of his economic and political strategy over the next 2 years. He repeatedly noted how many of the jobs created by his economic agenda are not expected to require a four-year college degree. Brownstein ignored Biden's record-breaking inflow of foreign white-collar and blue-collar workers as he wrote. Politically, improving economic conditions for workers without advanced degrees is the centerpiece of Biden's plan to reverse the generation-long Democratic erosion among white voters who don't hold a college degree, and the party's more recent slippage among non-college-educated voters of color, particularly Latino men. Brownstein also dismissed Trump's low migration economic gains for blue-collar workers as merely cultural and racial messages, before quoting a Biden official's race-focused strategy for the 2024 election. What's already clear now is how much Biden has bet, both economically and politically, on bolstering the economic circumstances of workers without advanced education by investing literally trillions of federal dollars in forging an economy that again builds more things in America. I don't know whether the angry white people in Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin are less angry if we get them 120,000 more manufacturing jobs, a senior White House official told me, speaking anonymously in order to be candid. But we are going to run that experiment. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats.